Peace, y'all. This is the Views from the Seven podcast. This is your girl, Shayna, a.k.a. Wifey, and I'm here joined with my ladies, Jess.
Hi.
Love.
Hi.
And a fan favorite, Jazzy.
Hey.
And as y'all can tell, it's not the usual crew that's in the that's in here today. It's me and a few of my favorite ladies. We decided to switch things up a little bit this week and add some estrogen, you know, because yes. I know like a lot of people that be listening to the show, they'd be like, damn, girl, you be out there just really fighting for your life.
You do.
They'd be like, you be in the lion's den, like, you know. And so I really, really wanted to take a moment this week particularly. Is a special week for me. It is going to be my birthday this upcoming Sunday. So I was like, why not, you know, kind of switch it up just a little bit and do like a ladies' night type of thing or whatever for this week. Yes.
Glad
to
be here.
So who better than the three of you to be here with?
Because we love you.
Yes. And I love y'all too. So anyway, here we are. So let's do a little check-in or whatever, you know, introduce yourselves and tell them a little bit about y'all. We start with you, Jess.
Right?
She like,
right in front.
Hey, y'all. So I am Jessica. I'm sure people that watch this might know me. Some of you might may not, but I'm born and raised here in Las Vegas. I'm a native, so.
Okay.
I know a lot of people. I'm a good person. I love to have a good time. And I'm single. Hey.
Okay.
She's
party.
She's so party.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And then, love?
I don't know. I'm just playing. I'm originally from Compton, California, but I reside here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am a business owner. I own Love and Light, Drops of Love Hair Serum.
Yes.
Boom, boom. Get into
it. Get into
it. I'll give the info later. But outside of that, I am just a chill, laid-back person. I really do not like a lot of attention, so this is really major for me.
Yeah.
But anything for my girl.
Absolutely.
And I'm just happy to be here with you beautiful ladies today.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love that.
Yes.
Okay, Jermaine, what's up?
And I am Jazzy, and I do everything. So it's really hard for me to talk about myself because it's weird to do that.
Yeah.
But I am just an...
Especially on the spot.
Right?
You know, it's kind of like icebreakers a little bit.
It is.
You know, it's like, let's just...
I'm just nice. That's it.
That's it.
I do nice things.
Well, we
things.
Love nice.
We love nice.
Right. And
this is good.
No mean girls.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. No mean. I'm not a mean girl.
No,
I like champagne and oysters, and I just
too,
like.
I love oysters.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Are we best friends?
I like champagne.
Yes.
I love oysters. Them fried.
I love you. Yeah. I don't like them fried. They're nasty.
Yeah, but I like them raw, too.
Raw is the best.
Yeah, raw is really good.
You know, charcoal is really
raw.
Good.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You know what?
That changed. That progressed
right,
really rapidly.
Kidding.
So is that something that y'all always enjoyed, or is it something that you like grew to enjoy as you got older? Like oysters, because that's...
I probably got, well, fried oysters all my life, because I love the fish market. Like, it's my thing. When I go back home to visit, the fish market is my first stop, and then Tam's Hamburger Stand.
Wait, where's home?
Home is Compton.
Compton.
So Tam's on Rosecrans and Central.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
Oysters there, though.
No, I go there. That's one stop, but the fish market is
Also
my stop as well. So filet of sole, fried extra crispy with oysters and french fries.
Ooh. That's your order?
That's my thing.
Okay.
I need to hear that.
I want to eat oysters so bad, but I just feel like because so I know what it is, like,
girl, you got to get that out your mind.
I have to.
You got
to. And if you
because
eat it
I
raw,
see too many people eat them, and they make it look so good. But
it's because it
I'm
is.
I'm so scared.
If
so,
you put it on a cracker and put the horseradish and the sauce on it, put that on the cracker, put the oyster, and then eat it, it'll make it a little
I'm
bit better
so
to give you a crisp.
A crunch.
Now, the only way that I will eat it is like the Rockefeller. Like the
when they
roast them and then they put like the Parmesan cheese. So it's really it's kind of like fake. Well, you know what? No, actually, I can't say that because I did go to like a sushi restaurant, mm-hmm. and they brought him out there on the, mm-hmm. the hard shell, like mm-hmm. on the ice, mm-hmm. and your girl was feeling real like mm-hmm. ambitious, mm-hmm. and was like, okay, let me try it out, fix it up, and so it was actually really good.
It is.
Yeah, I didn't think that I would ever be into that, but like,
it's good.
As you get older, your palate changes.
It really does.
So, I never thought I'd be sitting here just swallowing down Cabernet, so, but here
okay,
we are.
But here we are.
That part used to be Hennessy.
Do y'all feel like wine says a lot about, like, someone's wine choice says a lot about them?
I don't think so.
No?
To be honest.
And you don't kind of judge them a little bit?
I think it's unfair.
Because there are some people that just truly don't like to drink.
Right.
So you have those people that like the
sweeter.
The sweet.
Mm-hmm. What's the?
Moscato.
The Stella Rosa. That's a waste.
That's sugar.
That's a waste.
It's Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
However, I'm not judging you if that's what you prefer. When
I
you
am.
Say, I'm going to bring a bottle of wine, and you say, Stella, you said I am. When you bring Stella, if I don't partake in it, please don't feel any type of way. However,
right.
Stella Rosa is not wine. It's just juice.
It's juice.
True.
It really is.
So,
by
the time you get buzzed, you're urinating.
Yeah.
Starting all over again.
With the
I don't want to judge them per se, mm-hmm. but I just feel like they haven't been They don't know
haven't
any
been
better.
Exposed to enough.
They haven't been exposed.
Well,
they
like
haven't
introduced
been introduced
to, it.
To
introduced,
other
yeah.
things.
They haven't been
because
to
there was a man in my life that tried to introduce me to dessert wines.
Mm.
And he thought that I was just going to be like, oh, this is amazing, because it was sweet. But it was just like, nigga, that's sugar. Like, I don't want
You're supposed to pair it with something.
I don't want ice wine. Ice wine is nasty to me.
Yeah.
I don't really
judge people, but I do kind of like, if you pull up with like a dry wine, then I'm like, like, okay, like you really drink wine. But I don't know, like if you show up with a Stella, I'm going to be like, oh.
Yeah, Stella is the one thing that I'm like,
it's 5%.
I'm like, Stella.
It's sugar.
Why you bring it's Stella? You could have brought Sweet Red.
Like, is this a, are we cutting this with something?
No, for real, because if I'm being honest, I use Stella as a mixer.
Yeah. With something.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The liquor.
Mm-hmm.
So.
On top of that.
Yeah.
So speaking of aging, one of the topics that I kind of wanted to like jump into is like, what's something that you all appreciate about the whole aging process? Something that you used to criticize about yourself, like when you were younger, and then now you're like, you know, I like that about me.
I think I like my gap now.
Yeah.
I didn't like it before.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the reason I like it now, and I'm not judging anybody, so I want to really make this disclaimer very clear. I'm not judging. I just feel like everybody's teeth looks the same now.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
And I'm all for the perfect smile, the beautiful, bright, white, like I get it. But when I was younger, I didn't really smile a lot because I'm like, I have a gap.
You don't want anybody
my
to
God.
See it.
And it's like, I would do the, you know.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, yeah, girl, woo. And then it's really like, too, back in the day, it was like, that's the only thing you really can say. Like, she got a gap. It's like, yeah, I do.
And
that's really
and
all you
else?
Can say.
Yeah.
And what? But now I appreciate it because I feel like it kind of separates me from looking
mm-hmm.
like everyone else. I would love to have a perfect straight smile. I think I would. I could get braces and all that, but I just feel like it's a part of my personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought about closing it a couple of times, but now I think at 38 years old, I have actually accepted that it's a gap and it's still beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's cool. So
and
that's
it's
what
okay.
I
think it's fine.
Yeah, but it took me a while to get there.
And then, but because the way society is, though,
mm-hmm.
like, and then I would say even for kids growing up in
mm-hmm.
this new age, like, I just feel like people are just so mean and
because social media makes you want to be perfect.
And when you look mm-hmm. at social media and you look at all these people that get veneers and all this stuff now. You want that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have braces.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though my teeth are straight, I still have, like, gaps from,
mm-hmm.
like, losing my retainer
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And I'm like, oh, maybe I need to get braces
mm-hmm.
again. Or maybe I need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of like, no.
Yeah, and I'm like against
not
against it
even.
At all. Like, I think it's great. When the work is done nice, they look nice.
Mm-hmm.
But
when it's not, it's like, what is that in your mouth?
Where did you get the big teeth from?
Like Trident.
It's like they don't come in some medium.
The chiclet.
It's the like, Mr. Ed.
Can I get the small? The some medium? It's like that shit is just like large.
I don't want the Mr. Ed. I want the small.
It's like,
maybe acting like it's one size fits all.
And it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not.
They're just big. Yeah. Pieces of chiclets.
But I love them when they're nice. And
yes, because yes. I've seen some nice good, ones.
Really good work. Yes, I agree. So, you know, like I said, I'm not judging. I want to make that very clear because I don't want nobody like, oh, look at she just talking. I'm aware I have a gap. We all are aware of that.
Right.
Let's move on.
I don't care.
I really don't. But outside of that, I appreciate that about myself.
Yeah, now, to
be able to smile and be true with my smile, feeling it inside and out.
I love that. We love it.
Love about aging for me.
Yeah.
We love it.
I feel like now, you know, heading into this next era or whatever in my life, I feel like I'm not really seeking perfection anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's like I know with my body type, I'm probably not going to have a six pack because I like bread.
Yes.
And I like desserts.
Yes.
And I like wine.
And so french fries. Probably,
and all that, yes. Like all the good stuff that, you know, that's going to go against the grain. I'm probably not going to have those things. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to have those things. Right. And that's the reason why I'm not going to have the six pack
and
or whatever.
That's okay.
But, you know, when we were... Like, when I was younger, seeking perfection was, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, no matter how small or how in shape you were, I was or whatever, I would always be thinking of, like, how I could look better.
Better, yep.
And now I'm, like, looking at myself, like, I, like... Bitch,
you popping,
girl? Yes.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, looking at like you have to actually like look at yourself and be like, you know what? I accept all of like this little role.
You have
all
to,
of it, you know, and
you
I love
to.
It.
You got to think people are reverting back to look natural.
Girl,
that's why when I hear the saying of it came back, I'm like, newsflash, plot twist, we never left.
Never.
I mean, we've always been here.
Always. Whatever you choose to do is perfectly fine.
Correct.
Disclaimer again. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do with your funds, care credit, run for it.
Care credit.
COVID had it going down.
Oh, no, for real, it did.
But,
PPP loan.
You know, I get it. But I just feel like when I hear things like natural is coming back and people are actually getting back on the table to look like how we
look normal.
It's like, okay, let me gather myself.
Because they honestly were going crazy. Like, when you think about it, like, when you see the women now, like, when I see Cardi B, I'm mortified when I see her body. It's ridiculous.
Not
and it's so
mortified,
because she looks crazy.
It's not proportioned right.
She is not proportioned right. Like the hips and
you said I'm mortified. I am mortified.
I am. I know that this is not the right thing to do, but it's the truth.
I mean, it's just the
because
truth.
I can't even enjoy her music like I used to. Like when I see her performing and stuff, I'd be like, damn, like she really
she's
just
kinda,
went
I would
too
say
far.
Like her looks kind of remind me of like how crazy Vivica.
Yeah.
Vivica Fox looks right now. You know how Vivica.
Like a, she looks like a little
another
fox.
Beauty. Like when it started off being a beauty natural 90s.
Yes.
And then the industry like somewhere warped.
I'm so sad with Vivica because I just felt like she was so beautiful the way she looked. And now I'm like, girlfriend, you like a cat. You
she's
like
not
a cat woman.
Like what are you doing?
But that's from like ways. Influence from other people and. The industry probably really pushes that area. You know, when you're trying to get those roles and you're trying to be picked for a certain look, like you have to morph yourself into that. So,
she wasn't getting many roles anyway.
I mean,
she wasn't.
But it's just like
she has a lot of Tubi roles now.
I mean, Tubi is where it's at.
It is.
Does she really?
She be on Tubi.
Yeah.
She definitely be on Tubi.
And Lifetime. I think
she's
in her
she's
Lifetime,
a Lifetime and Tubi girly now.
I don't be catching
exactly.
Tubi, you need to get into it.
Yeah.
Tubi
really?
Is where
I mean, you definitely
minus
should.
The commercials.
There's a
but
couple
you can go
of,
pee and
there's
all
a couple
that
of the like movies and stuff that might need some help, but like Tubi is definitely legit. Like
it's a lot of black movies,
yeah.
And a lot of the actors, if you watch where they first started versus where they are now, they are actually getting a lot better. Dennis Reedy has a lot of good Tubi movies where you will sit there and you like, I can relate to this. Or, what? This is so ghetto, but it's so good.
It's so good.
It's like it's reality.
Yeah,
it is. Crazy.
Yeah.
I would have never thought that.
Tubi is like the black people's Lifetime.
Look at Jazzy. No, she really like, is. She like,
no.
It is.
Listen, I love Tubi.
No, friend. No.
You don't like Tubi?
I don't know.
You never watched it?
I have. I guess. Maybe. No.
Oh, y'all tripping. They even got the classics on Tubi.
I love Tubi. They have a lot of classics on Tubi.
They do.
Y'all are crazy.
I'm watching Tubi. We need to have a Tubi party so y'all can get into it.
We gonna do it.
I love Tubi. Yes. Because you guys are tripping. Yeah, with liquor and food.
Newport 100s.
No, we're going to roll a little Tubi. We're going to roll a little.
And get through it.
We ain't doing no Newports. Sound
like 100s. Not just regular.
We don't sound like that.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even finish, like,
the question.
No, go ahead. No, that's never happened. Yeah, it's supposed to be like that. When it's flowing, you got to go with it. You got to go with it.
I'll give mine. Yeah. So I've always had large breasts. Always.
We see them.
I've always had large breasts, like always. And when I was young, I hated it. Like, I was a tomboy in elementary school, so I wore like two bras. I'd wear like a regular bra and like a sports bra to try to like flatten them as much as I could. And then so all of middle school, I'd walk like this, like majority of the time.
Yeah.
Like I'd try whatever I could do. I didn't like to play sports because also back then, I just feel like sports bras and stuff for bigger chested girls was not a thing.
Yeah.
It was one sports bra and it wasn't, you know, now we have like medium support, maximum support, all this. It was only light support. So light support for someone that's, you know, heavy chested never worked for me. So I never played sports or anything because they was
bouncing.
They was everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it took a long time for me to like finally be comfortable and embrace my breast. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I still have moments where I do not like them because they cause other problems. And like then, like, sometimes I want to wear a cute little
It's a sports bra up in here.
But if you look like...
But to her, it looked like
this would be my whole... That would be my
whole...
It wouldn't even... Correct. Yeah. Like, this, like, even your top, like, it's certain things I can't wear because...
Yeah,
my breasts are so big. Correct. So, but I've embraced it a lot more. And that's one thing that, like I said, I dealt with from elementary all the way up until high school. Like, even in high school, I was still really kind of insecure about it. Once I hit adulthood, I started being more comfortable about that. But I also say that when my weight fluctuates, of course, the breasts fluctuate.
Do they go down first? Yeah.
But other than that, though, the breasts were the biggest thing. But I embrace them now.
Well, you look beautiful.
You look
gorgeous.
You're
looking, you're popping.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
And you? Is it me?
Yeah. It's on you, baby girl.
It's my breasts. They're so big.
Y'all complaining about stuff that I want. Like, what are we doing?
It's always like that, though.
They're so big. I don't know.
It's literally always like that.
It makes shirts fit better.
No, but it's always like that. So, like, either you got big breasts or you got, like, a big booty. Like, it's never really, like, both.
You don't have them both.
I just...
Because this is gone. I don't have anything down here.
You stupid.
Don't even bother looking.
You're so stupid.
These are my gifts.
Right. I come bearing them.
Merry Christmas. Question.
Something that you appreciate about your you know, a part of aging and what you appreciate about yourself right now.
I think it's my skin.
Oh, I love
that. Yes.
I think it's my skin.
Yeah, talking to them.
Because it's very flawless. You have no makeup. It's
popping. Say it again.
It's flawless.
It's flawless?
Okay. She wake up flawless.
I can't think of the other
words. I know. That's why I would need to
keep... Flawless. Flawless.
Design.
Flawless.
This rock. My rock.
Flawless.
I woke up like this.
You know, that's all we know.
It's okay to have a little Beyonce break, okay?
No, dead ass. Like, I did not have that moment in middle school where I had a breakout. I get them now, and I'm just like, oh, my God, that fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I got these, you know, the old lady moments?
Yes.
They're coming.
Yes, they're coming.
They're coming.
I just said that.
I have them. So cute.
And they come from our family, too.
Yeah, like, my dad has moles.
That you get them, like, here.
Yep. I have moles up here.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
As you get older, you notice them more. But those are beauty marks.
They are. And they are bomb, too.
They are.
So, y'all, just gonna call me beautiful.
Yes.
You are.
If you can really, truly, I mean, everybody's beautiful in their own right. Disclaimer again.
No, they're not.
Yeah, you just gonna have to be your authentic self, because everybody.
Yeah, but everybody can't be authentic. So when you can truly wake up and go,
yeah,
that's a blessing.
When
it
is,
it's something that you may not even think about. Like if you don't care to draw your eyebrow on, if you don't care to, like the things we do are enhancements, right?
Correct.
Because if COVID ever happened again, we'll be screwed if you just rely on.
Girl.
All the other artificial things, which are still fine. I want to make that very clear. Because I don't want to hear nobody's mouth like that.
Girl, you
do what you want.
You go get feedback.
Because I wear makeup. I mean, I know. I just want to be a little nice. This is the first time.
I know, right? It's our first time. Yeah. We don't want people to
Now,
in
the next
already.
2-3 sessions, I don't know.
You're getting cussed out.
It's going to be raw. But it's from a good place, I swear. It's very genuine. But yeah, we don't need makeup. We do it because we want to. Right. Genuinely, we can show up as our genuine, authentic self and still really be fly.
What do y'all think about the birthday makeup? Like, do you think that most people be doing way too much on their birthday?
It depends
like,
on the makeup artist.
No, I gotta say.
It depends on the makeup artist.
No, I'm going to
Because my makeup artist
I'm gonna
is
say
the shit.
It. And I will out
Shout out to
all
Makeup by
heat.
Maya. Makeup by Maya.
Period.
There was a 22-year-old. There was a 22-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She turned 22. At least she said she did.
Not at least she
said
she did.
On fucking Twitter. And that bitch was 45. I don't give a fuck. Did you not see it?
No, I didn't.
No.
I don't do Twitter.
But I feel like sometimes. So I don't wear makeup daily. I do have my eyelashes on. I got them done today. I look like a doe. Treat me nicely.
A doe?
A doe is wild. Crazy.
I cannot. That's it's the wild. Lick in the lips it's, and the batting
wild.
Looking dead in my eyes for a minute.
A doe?
Treat me like the princess I am. But anyway.
Hello.
They're,
Just call her Bambi.
Yeah.
But Bambi I'm stopping at Bambi.
Bambi was a boy. Bambi was a boy. So you got to do the girl.
Which was the girl on Bambi?
It actually, nobody? You know what? It doesn't matter.
As long as you're not looking like Dumbo.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on.
With the flappers.
With the flappies. The big.
I might be Dumbo, though.
No, you are nowhere near.
No, you're not.
You do not look like you're going to fly off
no,
from this table.
We can see. I can still see
your eyeball.
Eyes.
Just like I can still see your
eyes. Exactly. You're fine.
You know what? They're soft never going to let us record again.
Yes, they will.
Yes, so there was a young lady. She turned 22 today.
Okay.
And... Or yesterday, whatever day it fucking was, I don't know.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Fine. She was thick. She had big old boobies. She had her titties pierced. And she had her hips. She was looking good. But she said it was good on 22. And she looked... I'm 40.
I feel
that
like...
That bitch... Excuse me, that young lady.
That queen.
That queen.
That queen.
That bitch.
Like she was like 45.
No, I wouldn't even say 45. She looked a good 32.
Oh.
But that come from not resting and
but
drinking
she
water.
Was, she had to come out there. And it was, they were great pictures, y'all. They were great pictures. Amazing. Chef's kiss. Mm-hmm. Picasso.
But she just looked old.
But she did not look 22.
And it was the makeup.
Yeah. It was the makeup.
Yeah.
But you can overdo it. A natural glam is fine. Sometimes, depending... If you're taking photos, certain makeup does... It do have to be heavy for the photo.
Look, depending on how your skin is...
Well, that's another
that
thing.
Too, though.
But that's why I said drinking
her skin
water.
Her skin was good. Her skin was good. It's right here. Y'all can see it. Mm. Wait, we gotta keep talking, though, y'all.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Get there.
She's good. Let me show you how we 22. Okay. Plus 20s.
But the thing is, like, that is, you never want to look in your 30s and your 20s. Like,
no.
You
that's
know?
Horrible.
Girl, like, how much makeup did you have
but
on?
It's different now because now it's, they want to look older.
Mm-mm.
And they're younger. Back Mm-mm. in it, we did it for a little spell in our grown up days. But as we got older, we realized, like, I want to kind of preserve looking young. Exactly. You know, like.
You know what? One thing I have been irritated by is, like, lately when I buy my little... Yeah, she... Oh, poor baby. Yeah, she do look old. But...
That's wild.
Wow. Woo.
Okay, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But like, I've been kind of offended that I haven't been getting carded when I pick up my wine. Like, although, like, sometimes, because
I
do be showing up with just Apple Pay and Vibe sometimes, but I still want them to be like, hey.
Apple Pay and Vibe.
No.
I just can't get into that.
Okay, friend,
Apple Pay
so I felt that I same way cards. For a long time, right? I felt that same way. I was like, why are they not carding me? But you have to understand that you look your age, and that is okay.
Yeah.
You just look like an adult.
Friend.
I don't
and
mind.
That, not your age. Okay. You maybe not your age. You look
okay.
Look
I'll
old.
Take it. But they really, look. I'm not going to lie to y'all. They just started doing this to me like within like the last year.
What, carding you?
Yeah. Like,
but
really
I think it's more
me.
So
I'm
to
not
protect
carding
the
me.
Establishment.
Yeah. Not carding. No, not it's carding me. They're not. They're
oh,
not
so you don't want to be carded?
No. I want to be carded.
Because
I want them to be figuring out how old I am.
And then they're
going to
start doing that. And then next thing you know, you're going to be like, oh, I look old now. What do I need to do? Like, you don't want to be carded. You should appreciate that.
What, they what don't do card want? Me. That's
they
what I'm saying.
They don't card her because
they think
wants
I look
to be
old.
Because she feels like
you don't.
They
look
oh, okay.
Old.
I totally yeah. like. Woo.
They think she looks older than what she is.
Okay, it went over my
and
head.
So yeah, they're not carding her because you know they used to be like,
or maybe they just know you ain't coming in here starting on
like 30 something.
Yeah.
Or a friend, you just go there very often and they just know who you are.
No, I think that they got me fucked up because
I don't know.
No,
I don't mind it either.
Whatever. Okay. I think that I'm the oldest one here, right?
Well, I'm 38.
Okay, I'm old 38. Baby.
I'm 38 okay. for two more That's days, good. Y'all.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I got how many happy days? Birthday. Oh, I got 20 days.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
That's
be
the Virgo.
Mm-hmm. Won't be doing that. So here, as the oldest person here.
As the eldest.
As the eldest. Just embrace it. Like, y'all, these kids look old.
No, as for hell. Real.
And oh my gosh, they do.
As hell.
And
but that's that
mad.
Makeup.
Yeah.
They that makeup so and no skincare routine.
It's the makeup and the wigs.
For sure.
It's the wigs. It's the wigs.
We have to start nurturing our scalp. Shout out to Drops of Love Hair Growth Serum.
Okay, not you dropping you.
And I love it.
As oh my God.
I love every bit of it.
Oh, my okay, God. Yeah, Miss Shana, what you got?
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, since we're talking about aging and everything, so what was like an unrealistic expectation that you had of your 30s? Like now that we're like nearing the end or they came and went.
I'm not nearing the end, girl. We're like, girl.
That I would be married.
That you would be married?
I thought I would be married by now.
Really?
Girl. At least married. The kid part, I wasn't too hung up about because I'm super spoiled. I'm one of those, like, if God says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If it doesn't, I'm not hard on myself with that because society can make you feel a certain way when you don't have things. Like, by the 20s, I should be doing this. By the 30s, I should be doing this. By 40, I should be doing this. When in reality, that's not. Some people's lives have worked out that way. Some haven't. And it doesn't make you less than. It just hasn't worked out that way. But I definitely would say married.
Yeah.
At least that.
What is it about being married that makes you?
I don't know. I think just growing up and seeing it, like, I want to be married. I want to do this with my person. Mm-hmm. And when you grow up and you see your high school friends, some of them get married, you go to their weddings. It's kind of like, well, when is my turn? Like, I want to have my person. I want to travel and do the. And then social media come in and don't make it no better. You know, it's like, I want to travel.
A lot of them.
Girl.
Yeah.
Half of their husbands be in your DMs like, you need to,
and
don't do
what
that.
I was going
to
say, like, what if the.
Get out of here.
What if your
and
marriage.
Go post that family picture.
Go but post that family
go
picture.
Get in your pajamas, your matchy jammies. You do that again, I'm going to tell her.
100% right.
Go and buy some oil. Stop getting in my DMs.
Click and that's what link. I was saying, because what if that marriage that you were dreaming about. And
it may not
have been
right.
No, it was just like. Fucking trash.
No, I agree with that. But I'm saying, like, my expectations, that's what I thought for myself. Because in my mind, I'm like, I'm doing everything right. I'm being a good girl.
Yeah.
I'm not running the street. Like, I don't go out like that. I don't do this. I don't, like, you're living your life like cookie cutter. And
but
in reality.
Did you run the streets?
No, not really. I'm just now really probably starting to turn it up a notch.
I need you to turn it up.
I know, I hear that a lot.
I'm
getting there.
Together.
Yeah, yes. I'm getting there. But I'm also an introvert. So I like,
yeah.
I like people.
I think it work.
That's yeah,
my problem
like
too.
I like people for 2 weeks. And then after
then
that 2 weeks, I got to regroup
for
the next 4 weeks.
My social meter is like
And I'm
after
okay with that.
After a little bit, I'm like, okay, I need about 2 weeks.
To recoup.
To and decompress. Then I'm gonna come,
yes. To sleep. To not
sometimes
talk.
I'm tired of talking.
Oh, God. Girl, that's my
wanna,
thing.
I don't want to entertain.
I don't want to tell you my favorite just, color again. I don't want to
yeah,
do all that.
Like, I don't want to do any of it. I just don't. And it doesn't mean I don't love you any less. Even for my female friends. Like,
yeah,
I'm the type of friend, care. Like, if you really, truly need me, call me.
Call me. Yeah. I'm there.
And I'm there. But just to be doing stuff just because it's Friday, Saturday.
On a regular basis, where I'm checking in every single day and all that, I'm good.
And I don't mean that I hate you. And I don't mean that I'm not there. I really am here.
Hold on. I have to ask you a question. So there are certain people that I check in with every day.
Well, yeah. That's
fine. Y'all don't check in with people every day.
I do. I check in with my grandma every day.
I check in with my mother.
I check in with my mom.
Every day.
My sister. We either text or phone.
Who do you check in with every day?
Who do you check in with every day?
I check in with my mother.
Okay. Yes.
I try, and I'm not always great at it, but I try to check in with Shayna every
okay.
day.
Okay.
I check in. Fuck my sister. I don't check in with that bitch. But
okay. Different episode.
Yeah.
So I told you guys we will be doing this again.
We'll do that.
Right.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the people that live in my home, I check in with. At least those three people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is
just
good.
To make sure they're alive.
I have
alive.
A couple of people
no,
that
you
I check
know what?
In with.
I check,
agree with
I
that.
Do check in my sister because I want to make sure she's alive.
Yeah.
Because she's
so
tripping.
Much going on.
You know what I'm saying? She might
my
be.
My sister be on date naps and everything. I'm like, you need to. No, my I have an Android, but at least
mess,
you know where
nigga.
You are. You can't share your location.
I think she be on that shit.
What? I do have Android. As dang. Long as I can hear and see the text, we're good. Anybody got a problem with it, run me an iPhone. I'm not buying that shit. So if I can hear and see, that's all we need to know. Sometimes some of the messages don't be coming through. That's between T-Mobile. That ain't got nothing to do with me. But if I get it, I'm going to respond.
I'm going to respond.
And that's where
look,
we
that's
at.
That's why it. She be like, call me.
Call yeah, call me.
You
all this texting.
Call me. Because why are you texting me?
8 to 10 hours a day doing this for work. I'm not trying to be...
No.
Call me, please.
I
let's use our verbal. Let's talk.
Let's talk it out.
I want to hear your voice. I want to make sure you're good. Like, I ain't talked to Shayna in years on the phone.
Mm-mm.
We text.
Listen, we share reels.
I like, don't want to talk to y'all on the phone.
Listen,
do not call me.
Let me tell y'all, I'm probably the most low-maintenance friend, and I don't, like... It really doesn't take much to be my friend because I'm not putting no expectations on you. We ain't got to talk every day, but if you do want to go out and do something, you want to go, you want to have a friend date, you want to go grab some coffee, you want to go to a plant shop. Like me and Jess, we just did that not too long ago.
I seen that. That was pretty dope.
You want to go to brunch. Me and Jazzy, we just did that not too long ago too. And then, you know, we going to get together too.
Yeah, we just
came. Absolutely.
Yeah. We've been like that since we met though.
We just always do that.
We used to do lunch.
But I'm
and that's because
so,
we worked in the same place.
But I'm so low maintenance and the thing about it is like I don't love any of you any different,
right?
Because it's like we ain't got to talk every single day,
right. But it takes a special person to understand that versus
yes.
taking it in the wrong way and making you like you're a bad friend because you don't run behind them.
Let me tell you, I don't want to talk to any of you. In every day.
No, I don't even want to talk to my man every day, and that's a requirement.
It's like real though, and I mean, one of the topics that I like actually submitted to like that I told Shayna about like was like friendships and like about how like. How is it like? Is a smaller circle better than a bigger circle?
It depends on the person. Some people can handle that. Some people can handle. I got friends that have a lot of friends.
Friends, absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm tired of looking at you with your friends. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm tired because you have to commit to so much.
So many different personalities.
And I can barely show up for the couple of things that people ask me. And I got probably like 10 friends.
I got to tell y'all, it is very hard when you are the person that everybody thinks is their friend.
Girl, I'm about to throw
everybody
this one.
That I have ever met
let me pour me another
in my life thinks that I'm their friend. And I'm not their friend.
It's because you're easy to talk to.
You are.
And you probably
you're
welcome
so
in
sweet.
And nurturing and your spirit.
Listen, but I don't like you. I was like, fuck y'all.
No, see, I'm not like that.
No, I love
and she
everyone.
Ain't like that either.
I'm okay. Don't
you?
Call
it just
me
exhausts
out.
You to be like that,
bitch.
Oh my god.
I'm not. Because I'm gonna take you in.
Right.
I will take you
I'm
in.
I'm the same.
But it is very.
It's hard to keep
it's
up.
It's hard because everyone that I meet feels like they are my best friend
Because they can confide in you and feel safe.
They and can't that's a, confide a, in me, though.
Why?
Because I'm going to tell Shayna.
Oh, well, that's on you. I love clearly, that. You giving something
I love
welcoming.
That for y'all. I love that. And that's how it should be. That's that realness right there.
But it's
there.
Friends that do that. But they're not judging a person. I mean, it's just telling her, though.
If
about.
I'm being honest, it's like, it her. Is what it is. Everybody yeah. got that one person, even though you be like, girl, don't tell nobody. I'm not. But I'm
I just want to talk to somebody to see if
it's
going to
be one person.
But no. She knows that I'm never going to repeat
she's
it.
She's not yeah. going to say
I'm
anything.
Literally as long as you have that person.
But sometimes y'all tea be so hot.
I know. It be
nah. Sometimes it be dumb.
And it be dumb. Because what the fuck?
But you don't judge. I don't judge none of my friends because I do stupid
no,
stuff too.
Girl. And I do that too.
I do stuff where I'm like. And then, but with me, I'm only going to confide in people that I feel safe with uh-huh. to yes. even talk. Because I have friends that I know are waiting for the downfall and would judge me. But they're still my friend. Because they want to be around and see somebody. What's going on. But they can't wait to be like, oh, love, got this and this going up. Can you believe? So I'm very selective of who I talk to about.
And here
certain,
I am and telling Shayna.
And I word things a certain way as well.
Because
so
I
if it's
her.
Repeated, I know who said it.
And exactly. here I am.
For sure.
Legs wide open. Shayna.
Why are you like?
I cannot. What do you mean your legs wide open?
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes that might be misconstrued.
Oh, like, what kind of conversation what are you having happened? With your legs open that you're calling Shayna? Shouldn't you call it when your legs are
she
done
said,
being open? I'm
she
lost.
She said, and here I am, legs wide open.
On the phone. Like, what is getting munched up.
Like, girl, I don't even know about that now. Hold on.
Hold on. No, there are certain friendships, and I appreciate that from all of you saying that because mm-hmm. we all do have different friendships and mm-hmm. certain, you know, mm-hmm. I don't even know how to say it, but it's certain like
you certain levels.
Level. Yeah.
You have friends you levels. Go out with. You have friends you confide in. You have friends that's gonna be there no matter what. You got friends that you don't need to talk to every day. That even if you pick up the phone and you ain't talk to, you may text. Do the, like Shayna said, we do the reels, we talk through DM, we text.
Yeah.
Just to know, like, I still love you, we still good, I'm still here. Well, I know you don't go nowhere, you know I don't go nowhere. And even if you see me out, I'm probably stretching a whole weekend with those photos for the next month or two. Girl, yeah. you be popping. No, I really don't. I'm at home, I'm just posting an old video to make it look like I'm really doing something.
So wait, how do you deal with your friends with anxiety? Because I have super anxiety. So I will think, after tonight, I promise you I'm going to go home and I'm going to be like, they hated me.
Really? I don't know what to mean. My anxiety is
they
on and off, though.
They hated me so bad.
But I'm at a stage in my life, I think, as I've got, when I was younger, I was people-pleasing. Mm-hmm. So I will run behind my friends and run behind my friends because I feel like the more I showed up and the more mm-hmm. I was at the events and the more I was out for whatever reason, it just made me a good friend because I was there in the building. But
no
then,
matter how much it wore you down.
Girl.
No matter
you
how much you wore,
you
thin.
You didn't have the money.
You
nope.
trying to.
And let's talk about not having
the money.
Have the money.
And
you trying to buy
I
a
just
gift.
Want you to be there.
Buy a gift. Not even if it was a gift. Just to show up to be like, I'm here, girl.
And then you got to get
our
a couple
boy.
Of drinks, or you got to get hookah, and you got to get this, and you got to get that.
You're trying to make ends meet. Meanwhile,
I got all this
broke.
Shit going on over here.
You ain't got no money, and you in the negative.
And you the best person.
And nobody cares.
And you amazing. I love you so much. And that one moment that you fuck up. You're a
they
horrible
hold it
friend.
Against you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You ain't been there
you're
for
not
me.
You're not supportive.
And
you've
like,
never been there for
how
me.
How many events
you're not
have
supportive.
I been through for you?
You're not, you know, all of that. Like, people need to understand that people have lives outside of their friends.
People pick and choose what they want to remember,
they
though, too.
They do.
Yeah, girl.
Are heavy.
Girl.
And it's like the moment you didn't pay attention to when I was doing everything right.
Exactly.
And the moment that I, but when I slipped up, it wasn't even because of
but
you.
But it wasn't even necessarily
I couldn't even show up for myself.
A slip up. That's not even, that, I don't
now
I
that's
even
a
consider
word.
That a slip up, though.
I couldn't even show up for myself.
So how am
correct.
I going to show up
so
for
So how
you?
Am I going to show up for you? But I didn't realize that until I got older. Like, I'm sitting here, my mind is somewhere else. I'm worried about my electric bill. Okay?
Listen.
And I'm up here partying and playing with you. But did you call and check on me this week to make sure I was okay?
Absolutely
and even if
not.
I am hurting, are you going to help me?
Exactly.
Because a lot of y'all
are
is gatekeepers.
Are you going to help me or are you going to say, you know, love is over there. She broke. She couldn't even go out because she don't know how she's going to pay
and
her electric
rare,
bill.
It's rare when somebody
exactly
acts
going to happen.
It's rare when somebody say they're going to take care of me and my tab. But I'm the type of person, if I got it and I know I got that little bit of extra, oh, we eating. Like, Shayna, no.
Period.
When we used to work together.
All the time.
Oh, I ain't eating lunch out today because I ain't got no money. Well, I got some.
Period. Or what you want to eat, because somebody about to scoop up and come drop period. It off.
Indeed.
Period. What we eating? We eat nacho. We eating like completely. She like you gonna go give me?
And
yes,
I agree with that.
We girl. Eating because
I
if
used
I'm
to
eating,
be on a budget.
We
I'd
eating.
Be like,
it's okay.
We got this stuff going. No, for real, because I be real with my shit.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, and we do very well, but like you know, we have children and stuff, so I girl. Can't just be splurt. And that's another mm-hmm. thing is like. People don't realize as a woman, you know, we wear many different hats.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, I can't be a full-time friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I
with
have
children.
To. I can't be a full-time
or
friend
or even
to
being
you.
A wife, because I didn't have no kids, and it was
girl.
Still hard for me to be a full-time
girl.
Wife.
I can
and,
only imagine.
It's hard
daughter.
Being a girlfriend.
And, like, eldest daughter. Like,
it's hard being a girlfriend.
Girl.
Yes.
That shit is a responsibility
so
in
I
itself.
Give it to you for being a wife and a parent because it was hard just being a wife.
Girl, and then, but that's how I realized, like, I can only be, y'all stupid, I can only be the type of friend that, like, I can only be, like, I only expect the type of friend that I am, honestly. So you don't need to check in with me every day. You don't need to, you don't have to show up to everything I invite you to. Even, you know, you can back out on me because, baby girl, I want to back out too.
Hello, I'm waiting for you to call me first.
Like, please tell me you don't want to go.
Tell me you don't want to go.
Tell me you don't want to go. Canceled.
I was in a very manic mode when you when we talked about this.
Like, oh yes, girl.
I was
that
so excited.
So good.
Yes.
And then no. when it came down to it,
he was like, "Damn, girl.
Today is the day."
Oh, I got
y'all. I forgot about today. I'm gonna be honest
with
you.
Let me tell you.
Well, you came dressed and prepared for sure.
What did I do? What did I do last week?
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I forgot about today. So when I thought today I was gonna be in the bed all day because I'm so tired. I got back in town on Monday and I'm just tired. I've been working all week, so when Shayna was like, Shayna texted me today. I'm like, oh, it's today. Oh,
yes, it's today.
I kept asking. I was like, what time? 8:30. Like, okay. She said 8:15,
and I was counting down
said,
the
okay.
time. Like, okay, I get to lounge until this.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get dressed right here.
Okay.
I'm gonna
no,
do a light face right here. I'm going to wash my hair at 3 so
girl,
it can get bigger by
so
trust
6. Me.
I'd be completely okay with not doing nothing. Like,
I love not doing nothing. And I love friends that love not doing nothing.
Yeah,
like, come over and crawl
and
on the couch with me and let's eat and
together.
Let's do nothing.
And
even if you come over, even
girl,
if you come over and don't want to talk,
oh
like,
gosh.
I'm fine with that.
That's the best.
Those
I love
are the best.
With my friends.
Girl,
like, that,
me too.
Honestly. That is that's so nice. One of my favorite
I
things.
I love napping and eating and just simply doing nothing.
Do you cook?
Me?
Yeah.
Sometimes. If it's in my spirit, I'll do it. If not, we going to eat. It got to be in my spirit, though.
It's in my spirit.
Because I got to be in it. Because I have to see. Because when I cook because I care. It's from love.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like I'm in the kitchen like with the music and I'm vibing. I'm just like, I'm cooking for my man. I'm cooking for my friends.
Oh,
but if
okay.
not.
My man.
Thank you to my man. Outside of that, with my friends, I'm the same way. Like, I'm cooking for my friends. We about to vibe. You know, the joints is playing. So, like, we good. Mm-hmm. I love doing nothing. Karaoke in the house or
yeah.
watching TV, whatever. Or going to sleep. Like, I will. As long as my friend house is comfortable and clean.
Clean.
Because I don't like leaving my house to go to nobody's
dirty
bathroom.
House.
No.
And, girl,
I'm not doing
I need
it.
Your couch to look decent.
I'm already scared to go out to lounges because they dirty and
oh
nasty.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started on the booths.
Girl,
out there,
I be itching. I be like,
I be looking at, I be feeling the back of my legs.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, wait.
They sticky.
Oh. And don't go to the bathroom. Gagging.
Me started.
I'm like, I could have stayed home for this. So
I am one of those.
For me, if I know my friends are clean and all that, or if I know they're not, and I'm not saying that in a judgmental way, I'll be like, come over here, girl.
Come over to my house.
Come over.
Come over.
Because I'm not trying to gather myself before I walk to your bathroom. Oh, seeing a rim.
And I got
to
squat because everything just
Or I see a rim.
A rim of what, baby?
A rim like you haven't
like
got
you haven't
in there.
Cleaned your toilet in a long time.
You
that's
haven't
that
flicked that wrist with the fabulosa or the pine star bleach.
Hit it.
Oh my God.
Run
you
it.
You know that ring. Stop acting like you don't know what that ring is.
She said like you ain't got in it. I am
like you ain't got in there.
I done...
Because I get in there and
people,
I live by myself.
I lift it. Girl, I takes off the seat.
Girl.
So don't even
oh, you don't. Oh, you don't. Yeah. Play. You get in a little circle.
I gets in there.
She's doing a little
I
twist.
I be watching too many TikTok cleaning videos.
Yeah.
I'm on Clean Talk.
Oh,
right
you like
now.
That ASMR?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
I'm on
yeah.
it. So,
yeah.
Y'all
yeah,
been watching
that?
I don't like dirty stuff.
Do y'all watch Miss Netta?
Not Miss Netta.
No, I don't have time for that.
I love no. I love
Miss Netta. Is embarrassing to herself.
I'd rather take a nap than
Charles.
I'm good.
Like, no.
Okay, did you see the meatloaf?
No.
You be putting mushrooms in your meatloaf?
Girl, no. Charles, no, you gotta talk it to the mic.
No, I'm sorry, but yeah. Miss Netta made meatloaf the other day.
No, I don't be watching her. I feel like I don't
watch no, because we need to change this. We need to change it because this yeah. shit got a little too serious.
Okay, what else? we have some. Okay, are we gonna try to go to some funny stuff or are we gonna?
Oh,
go
y'all don't want
to
talk about
Miss Netta. Oh, you want? Okay, you want to talk about Miss Netta?
I do have something I want to ask y'all. Really. Is there anything worse than somebody doing your hair ugly?
Like, girl, I didn't cry before. We're going to do this over when I get back. Especially if it's your friend. Girl,
it's
I
the
paid
worst
you my
feeling
money.
In the world.
We doing this over when I get
like,
back.
To, like, get up and look in the mirror and then just be like...
No, I have somebody do my hair. Wait, like, y'all. We gotta go one at a time.
Okay.
We gotta
moderate. I'm sorry. That's okay. Who's going to go first?
We having too much fun.
Who wanna go?
You go, Jess.
Okay.
Go
so I had got my hair done. I'm not even gonna. I ain't gonna say no names or nothing. however, I got my hair done maybe about 10 years ago. It was about maybe 8, and like I was getting those one. I don't even know what they're called, but they were like some twists. But they were like they weren't like Senegalese twists, but they were like really big. But like Marley twists.
Yeah, Marley twists. Yeah. Okay, Marley I remember twists. That.
So, yeah,
that, way.
That phase. Yeah. Yes. So I got some. I wanted some Marley twists. So the girl. Did my hair, and then, like, when she finished, I'm like, oh, this is about to look bomb. You know how they spin you on a little chair, and you get spinned around. I looked in the mirror, and I was like, she's like, you like it? I'm like, mm-hmm.
What I asked for versus what I got.
It was so big. Like, I felt like a lioness. Like, it was like
it was giving Lion King.
It was like a bunch of dookie braids.
Not boo-boo head.
And it was so big, and like the ponytail, I swear to you, like the ponytail was like this thick, and
that
I was just like,
nasty.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Oh my
And I
God.
Took it down, like maybe like a week later, because
there's nothing I can do with this.
Because I got a bunch of dookie braids in
there's
my hair.
There's nothing I can do with this was my turd.
And it was twist, but the twist, I'm not joking, the twists were like probably this. Like this big. Oh, and I'm like, I thought I was about to be PU. That was my workout era. So I'm like, I'm gonna give me a little
more. You're gonna work out all right.
It was so ugly. I hated it. I took that down.
That's the worst. Yeah, I have some situations.
Heartbroken too.
But I'll reach out.
Like, I know your ass will.
The fuck?
She gonna speak girl, to me. I'm you? So passive. I'd be like,
I'm scared. I can't. Like,
oh, no.
It's like,
and I'm paying my money.
As I am.
No. I don't care what you're going through. You need to reset. Get you some Palo Santo, some sage, some prayer. I'll pray with you to touch your hands. Your hands, if you're using your hands to touch my scalp, you better get with God. Get in alignment. Woo side. And figure it out. Because all that drama and that toxicity that you got going through your hands girl. And you touching my hair and then I'm looking crazy.
You
I'm
right.
telling them you did it. And then after that, you're going to do it over. I don't go to work every day to be playing with you. I was like my mama used to tell me, I work too hard for my money to be playing with you. Bitch, you better do my hair over. And that's what I said with love. I don't know what you're going through, sis. I love you. But we need to reconnect because I got somewhere to go.
I love how, like, I just love your, like, how you're wording all of this. Like,
and it's real life.
Now you see why we're here, right?
I had to go somewhere before to a conference, and my ponytail was thin and had me looking like I didn't have no edges. We got to do this over. And I love you from the bottom of my toes. But we doing this ponytail over. You ain't sending me to my conference looking crazy. Because you got something going on. We're not doing that.
The bottom of my toes.
I don't ever want to get my hair done around that nigga again.
Oh, no.
We can come over here and do my hair. And I love her to this day. But no.
From the bottom of my toes. But we redoing
from
this
the bottom.
Today.
I love her. I do.
Has it happened to you?
Oh, absolutely.
You're an insane
girl,
person.
Like, I love you. I'm so serious.
You're amazing. I know you are.
And if you know me in public, you know I'm serious.
That's the best part about
that's
it.
That's the crazy part. Just...
No, it's definitely happened to me before. I remember, but I kind of like set myself up for failure on my own because
you can't be serious after that. I'm sorry. No,
I don't like, know. I'm trying to get it together. I got tears in my eyes.
I was about to girl, say, you got tears, that's why I went. Girl. That's another reason why I went natural. Like I was over it. Sick of this.
That's
shit.
Another reason why
I'm pulling my edges out. You pulling my plugs of braids out. It's just too much.
Not the
I don't know what's the energy that's in these hands. Then you got to make an appointment, 40 appointments. Then you got to show up, wash the girl. You got then I got to section my hair to
girl,
get it.
You got to pay the deposit. You got to wash your own hair.
Like, damn, what is you doing?
Girl, and make sure your hair blow dry correctly. Because if it ain't straight enough, then they got an issue with
then
that
that's
too.
Another price.
Pull the hair off for your own baby hair. Grease your scalp.
For real.
Grease
it.
Your scalp. Girl,
bring the hair.
And then the deposit is just to book the appointment.
Girl,
that don't even apply to the service. Like,
oh, no. It better apply to the service.
Excuse me?
Anybody I met, it applies to the service. So I give them that. But section your hair off, grease your scalp, pull your hair out for your baby hair, bring the braiding hair, but don't use this kind of braiding hair because it make my fingers
that
itch.
Part.
I don't provide it, but I can tell you where to go get it. And then I'm about to hit you 30 minutes before your appointment, let you know I got to go do something real quick.
They going to hit you with the hey, love. Okay. Good morning, love.
Hey, queen, how you doing?
Good morning, queen.
Good morning, can you sit outside my shop for 45 minutes while I go get my kids? Are you going to take that off my total?
Like, bitch, don't play with me today. Like, do not hit me
I got
up
something
on the day.
Out of town.
Don't hit me up on the day of.
And I'm so sorry I'm late.
Good morning, love.
Good morning, love.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
I'm running a little behind. I don't.
You, bitch, this is far behind. This is tomorrow.
Your little thing, it say 10 minutes late.
You know, don't charge me, but can
I by the minute.
So
quick to charge you, but can I deduct I from you?
Just saying.
Can I? You were 30 minutes behind.
Shout out to my loctician.
I was doing my content.
Thank you, Raylan.
Look, I was just about to say she don't never be late. She
y'all go to the same person.
Girl, listen.
I've been wanting to lock my hair for a minute.
I think
it's so sexy.
I think it would be
lock
so
it.
Pretty.
Do it.
Lock
it. I think it would be.
I
pretty.
Think it's so. I was telling somebody that.
We already know who that somebody was.
Somebody yeah, so then
shout out to you, baby.
Yeah, you know what? Anyway,
you're messy.
I don't fucking know.
You're messy.
She said I was telling somebody.
I don't know. So I'll find out fucking later.
I don't know who I was talking to.
I do that off air. Mm.
No,
so,
but
I was thinking about doing that with my hair.
And your texture. Oh, my God. It would be so pretty. Cute.
Okay, quit being gay. Y'all. Quit being gay.
It would
okay,
definitely
Shannon, go
be,
ahead. This
would,
is off and on gay.
It would
not
definitely
really
be giving, like, Lisa Bonet.
Half bisexual.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Yeah, it would be giving, like,
we,
Lisa Bonet.
We are. Like, but we love on each other in a, I don't know.
Platonic
yeah.
type of way.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll jump in a bed with each other or nothing.
Y'all might. I don't know. Not
I
sure.
mean, I think we all have self-control enough to
not
do
sure.
that.
You guys are
now, if you would have called us in our early 20s, could have been. We've had some typical conversations. But right now where I'm at, I'm grounded.
Grounded in heterosexuality.
I mean, I get it.
Okay, you know what?
What's the next topic?
But yes. Yeah, no. So I was going to go into my hair story. So
okay, go ahead.
I remember one time I had, so anytime that I really hated my hair, I always set myself up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, I really wanted this short little like bob, but I didn't want to cut my hair.
Okay, Dora.
Bobbiana.
So, bitch.
Bob.
I went
Bobbiana.
And listen, I went and had the
with the backpack.
I went and got the short weave, y'all. I got the short weave, y'all.
Oh,
it was looking like they were
like 36 piece.
There's like a doobie. There used to be a doobie one that was like straight.
You're the 50 piece?
No.
But a 42 piece.
So it was a full sew-in. I will give myself that.
Okay.
I had her do a sew-in on me and I had her cut it short.
That was the right direction.
I was out there looking like fucking Thelma.
From Scooby-Doo. I cannot. Not with the hard, greasy bang that's coming down like this.
Girl, did she give you that hard cut?
Yeah.
Like, it was just so blunt and sharp.
No, that was stubborn. That wasn't even blunt.
When she turned
that was stubborn.
You know, it's always the turnaround.
That's
it's always that spin around, and you be like, mm.
Did you have it flipped to the back? The
it
bangs
was just really ugly. Like I don't. I can't even.
It was
really
Easter hair.
She did.
Yes.
It was Easter greasy.
Y'all.
In the kitchen. TCB. Get your.
I had to
hair
just like. No, it wasn't
just
like,
for me.
When you turning your hair move with you, would be like.
Like, wrap that shit up and put it in a ponytail. It's done.
It's because I, like, why would I even try to do that with a soul and weave? Like, it was one of them shortcuts. And you know, like, when you lift your head up.
Yeah, and you sit like this. Like, it's hot outside. And don't let your edges be growing out under the weave.
No.
It's all nappy and matted.
The tears, I've been there. I cried when I got in that car, y'all. I cried so fucking hard.
The worst light skin I've ever met.
You will never, ever forget when somebody do your hair ugly.
Wow. Never.
They're really going to church right now.
Wow. Yeah, they are. They are going for that.
Yeah, we didn't plan this.
Hallelujah.
Well.
Yeah, I was like, what is that?
I mean, at least you know Jesus is where we at.
Is he?
All the time.
I don't know. I ain't sure.
He with us all the time.
We are protected.
Listen.
We really are.
All right, so
they
let's
having service they, over there, though.
Girl. They having a full blown like.
I honestly thought it was a boy. You should know.
That's why I try to play it off in my head. Not y'all thinking it was that song. I'm done.
All I was do. They probably God. Over there singing.
It's something totally different.
Oh, praise is what I do.
They weren't singing it. Oh, okay.
It could be. Anyway, I'm here for it.
Damn, did we all get into our unrealistic stuff that we thought?
No, we didn't get into anything that we wanted to get into because.
Oh, yeah,
because
my unrealistic. I don't know where how we got here.
Where are we at right now? But that's when it's good.
But that's when it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be flowing freely.
It's fine. Yeah. So, do we have a name?
A name for what?
Our
this shit.
Oh no, I don't know yet. We gonna talk about that off the air or whatever.
Okay. Oh,
because it's gonna happen again.
Yeah,
it's just flow so organically.
Are we coming back?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
we are definitely coming back for sure.
Are we lesbians?
No,
I'm not a lesbian, but yeah,
we might be.
I'm not.
I'm like,
because I don't need nobody running and say, you know,
correct.
Because I was on that podcast. She said she gay.
I'm like, y'all.
I did not say that.
I did not say that.
But
did I agree?
Well, y'all know me.
We're grown.
I'm open with my.
I love women.
Gay. I'm not gay either. Yeah, I'm not gay either. And I'm not married.
Okay, y'all. What happened? Okay.
Nah.
But outside of it, you go with the flow.
Absolutely.
And I love going with the flow. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes not people just make anything. Stuff like difficult.
I want to make it clear.
Not doing it.
It's no interest in that.
Coochies have teeth.
I can't even.
Yeah.
What was the next question?
Are we done?
What was the next question?
No.
No,
we're not anywhere near done.
No, we're not.
We're not?
So,
no,
we're not, let's talk about accepting things that you can't change. Like, what does that look like for y'all?
Ooh.
Like, how do you react to that now?
In regards to what, life? Or
just life, in life, just period. Things that you... Because, you know, because we talked about expectations a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, what we were expecting our 30s to look like.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't all kind of, like, jump into that because we, you know, got distracted. But mm-hmm. it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how, as we age, how do you accept things that you can't change?
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like... For me, I feel like I'm so much of a control freak.
Me too.
And I think I've learned that over the past, maybe in the past like 2 years, I've learned on how much if stuff isn't in my control, I don't know how to feel, act, anything. And so for me right now, it's just kind of like, it really is focusing on things that are completely out of my control. Mm. Like, girl, you can't do anything about it. Why are you stressed out about it?
Why are you thinking about it?
It's like, it's holding you hostage right now. Yes. Like, your entire life is holding you hostage because that's all you can think about. It's all you
can't
you
be fixate present.
On it. Correct. And it's kind of like, it's out of your control. It, mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Move mm-hmm. on. And so I think that's my biggest thing because I'm so used to being in control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just can't control how people talk to you. You can't control how people react
treat
to things.
You.
You can't, yes, you really can't control. You can't control anybody but yourself.
Exactly.
You can't control what someone says to you, but you can control how you react to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my biggest thing that I've been dealing with is just being able to control how I react to certain situations or the way people how people speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being more conscious of how I react and how I handle certain situations because I really can't change it. This is who they are. This is
them, I can't control it. I can't control people. And like I said, because I'm so used to controlling the narrative for a lot of situations, I'm like, I don't know what to do when I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly that was my question.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
But no, piggybacking off of that, I think so, being a control freak is a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Still working on that. Mm-hmm. But I have gotten to a place where things that I can't control, I'm not even looking to control them. And just because if you try to control every single thing to go the way you want it to go, you can't even be present for what sure is even happening exactly. right now. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that the hard way. I've learned that the easy way. I've just learned that overall. And then also I've learned you can't control how people handle you, how people treat you, family, friend, or foe.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've gotten older, I've learned to try to go with the flow.
I agree.
And as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, which is I'm accountable, I'm doing the work, that's what I kind of am focused on right now. I don't care to bask on, like, what you really cannot change. Because it just works you up even more on top of the disappointment, on top of the expectation.
It does nothing for you.
At all. But it took me a long time to get there.
Very much.
Because I used to be a hothead. And in my 20s, probably around 31 is when I stopped. But just when things don't go my way, I'm spiraling. And I'm
correct.
Mm-hmm. And I don't care if it's family, I don't care if it's my friends,
anybody.
Anything that's
it's very hard not to, like.
And it's very bad, and it's very toxic. And and after a while, I had to just tell myself, like, you are so busy being worried about trying to control or trying to have these expectations of what people should do and what you want to change that's not going to change, even with my parents. Like, I love my parents 100%. To death. But it's a lot of shit I would want to change. I want to change a lot of stuff with my mom. I would change a lot of stuff with my dad. But they're my mom and dad. They are in control of themselves. I can only control what I can control, and that's that.
That's it.
It's just a lot of different dynamics. So I've learned to be responsible for myself, be present.
Correct.
And try to do what I can to show up for myself and just be non-judgmental and not so hard on myself to where, like, that control. That control is the problem.
It is.
And some shit you just really cannot change.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Exactly.
But what I can change, I will try to work to change it. And if I really can't change it, I just need to go on with my day. Because sitting there with an attitude ain't going to change
it. It's not going to change it. And I think that's what's, like, super important is, like, as we grow older, we realize, like, a lot of our anxiety and things that that we build up in our head is rooted in expectation.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So you expect a certain, you know, outcome in your marriage, in your your friendships, in your parenting, because my God, when it comes to that too, it's like you have to realize that you can't control every situation. Mm-hmm. Like, there is absolutely no way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, these past few years, they have really shown me a lot about myself, because, you know, we've all talked about control. Maybe that's what we all got in common. I don't know.
I do like to be in control. But I'm like that because you want your life to go a certain way, or you want to control everything so nothing happens.
So nothing
happens.
Things are happening, there's no disappointment. Good. There's nothing. Like, you want to be able to just know.
I want to control this because I don't want nobody to hurt me. Yes. I don't want this to happen. I don't want this to happen.
It's like a defense mechanism of being able to be in control of everything.
It's good and bad.
It is. Absolutely. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good and bad.
Because as soon as that stuff start going up to life, I'm like, nope. Mm-hmm. This ain't how I'm supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't know how to respond. But it's a trauma response.
It is. Yes.
So it's
that's what it is.
It's a trauma response. All of it is, like, you know, when you want to control everything, it's because you want things to go perfect because you don't want it to turn out like it did before.
Correct. Because you're used to the worst.
And it hurts.
Oh, what is this?
Nobody wants to be hurt.
And nobody wants to be hurt.
Nobody wants to deal with that.
No, I'm quick to be like, I'm done. I don't want to do this.
Child, yeah, my patience,
is at negative zero, baby.
I will shut it off immediately.
I will be done so quick.
Because I don't want to do it.
And tell you I'm done.
You can say hello. You can say hello wrong to me, and I'm like, no.
And still love you. Yeah, and still love you, but I don't want to do this because this is too much for me. It's draining.
I said on Twitter the other day, I want a dragon.
You want a dragon?
I want a dragon because everybody was watching House of the Dragon.
And my friend used threads on Instagram.
You can't have a dragon. You would burn everybody up. Yeah, okay. The fuck I would, because y'all suck.
Well, that's like saying you don't want to have a gun because you're gonna shoot somebody.
And I have multiple.
I'm glad she said it.
And I have multiple.
Oh, see, I don't have one.
You don't have one.
And that's God.
And I'm looking for another.
Because if I was in my 20s with a gun, I would have aired some shit out of the show.
I need you to have a little
bit. A lot of y'all was behind gated communities, and I would have aired them.
And I need you to have
on a set.
A lot
you
of y'all,
feel me? On a set.
A lot of y'all was you're in gated, not helping. Gated communities.
You are not you feel helping. Me?
Air it out.
Please stop.
Air it out. You go. He pull out the gate. Crazy. Squat up. Like Sexy Red. She said, bow, bow.
You're not helping. Shayna, who is this
I'm
person?
Just kidding.
This
I'm
is my just friend.
Kidding. Well,
she's my friend.
She's a shooter.
I know. That's I why am. I love her.
That's why I don't have one. Because that's the problem.
She know herself.
And I don't need it. Because I'm telling I'll pull the fuck up. Clear it out.
Listen, you have them certain friends that you keep tucked that you know. Like when it's time to go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh. Can you?
Yeah, we not talking.
Can we?
I got the material.
That's why I she said, you call me. Yeah. Call me if you need
it.
Me.
I got it, baby.
Don't call me for dumb shit. Because when I'm going to be mad,
there's no stopping.
It's no. But if you need me, call me. And I'll be there.
Please call me.
And me and Michael Jackson's birthday is on the same day.
Oh,
yeah. Wait, into that. Can we talk about it? Did you tell her about Michael Jackson?
I didn't tell
what
her.
What about him?
That's her. She loves him.
Like,
she absolutely loves
him. We have the
Michael.
Same birthday.
Michael. I was in Michael's videos.
You were?
Girl. Yes. Michael.
She was in Michael videos for real, or she lying?
No, she for real.
Really?
Dead ass. Yes. Like, I'm not lying. I wouldn't lie about that.
That's dope. I just have to make sure before I got excited.
Girl, because I side-eyed Shayna. Like, girl.
Are you giving the clearance on that?
Shayna, get a clearance.
I was. I did not hang out with liars.
No, okay? I'm just making sure.
I literally side-eyed Shayna. Like,
I have, like, literally, I have cool friends. Like, all
no,
you guys
you do.
Are,
I just want to make sure before I got excited, though.
All of y'all are crazy. Super cool in, like, your own way.
Thank you. I do a lot of shit. I don't lie,
though. That's dope. Well, me and share the same birthday.
Oh my God.
Yeah, August the 29th.
I know.
All right, y'all. So let's.
I think he was born in 1958 and I was born in 1985.
85?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're almost there with
yeah.
me.
Yeah. We're the same okay, year. I'm literally. Listen, I'm literally your elder.
You really are. You really are.
Okay, y'all doing a lot.
You really are.
There's somebody okay. born in 83, but fuck y'all. And suck my dick.
I respect my
and
elders.
And there you go.
You attach
all right,
it?
Y'all. So let me, let's reel it in a little dick. Bit. Okay. So let me ask y'all. So we was talking about Tubi earlier today.
Oh,
today.
Yes, Tubi.
So we know that like the black films is kind of limited. We're not really getting a whole lot out there.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
When it comes to Tyler Perry, hit or miss?
It depends on the movie.
Like,
I like his movies.
I like Tyler Perry's movies, but like some of them, I'm like,
it's a lot.
Tyler.
It's the same narrative over
or
and over.
Like,
and over.
I'm very like mad very that we much got low budget. To. It get
an hour and a half writers. In, and then we're talking content.
We need new writers.
But whatever. The shows are good. The movies are suck not. Balls.
Yeah. I don't enjoy any of it. I hate the wigs. I hate the production.
Really?
I hate the storyline. I'm sick of it.
He did
like,
not come a long way.
I love Sisters. Shout out to the ladies on Sisters. I love y'all.
Sisters is good.
But I need, what's her name, to stop playing with her face.
So that kind of, that feeds into what Jazzy was saying, that the sitcoms and stuff are good, but not the movies.
Homegoing his last movie?
No, it was the Black Divorce or whatever.
And see,
Black
Divorce.
Now, the Black Divorce.
Some of that was good.
The nigga divorce.
Some of the acting was good. It was realistic.
No,
the friend.
They said the nigga divorce.
Ma'am. No, the friend, Megan Good's friend was realistic. Megan Good's
okay,
friend
I liked
was me.
Her.
She was me. Megan Good's friend was me.
So I watched it for 15 minutes, and I liked her.
They took that man
but when they
out
took
of the
man out of the fucking
yeah, that
coffin,
was a lot. That was a lot.
Done.
Like, it was a reach.
Turn it off.
What but it's some reach? It's some black families that's like that in the South, depending
Girl.
On what's going on. They was in the South.
I don't think the South
so
does that.
It is because if they was in a country bumpkin state or whatever.
You know, it's like, you ain't paying for my funeral, my son's funeral.
They not taking
take these
the
clothes
casket.
Off and stand up here in my slip. Get him out the casket right now and carry him with all those embalming fluid dropping on the floor. I don't care about the safety hazard. I would have been like, mom-in-law, you need to stop before I call OSHA on your ass.
But we can't, and but bring we got that it. Like, in. You got to give us all that in the first 5 minutes.
He
like,
don't have
bro.
Nothing else. He don't
seven.
Have nothing else. He
it was
threw,
seven.
He's through the man in the pool. I mean, not the pool, in the jacuzzi, in the wheelchair on, what, A Diary of a Mad Black,
oh, black woman. Yes.
The other movie about where the mama was...
Friend, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I can't think of it. Where the sister ended up girl. Taking the sister wedding.
How about the one the where he was like an agent? The,
girl, good night. I don't even take that seriously. Acrimony is probably one of his best with no, Taraji.
Acrimony was bomb.
Acrimony, she wasn't playing with his ass.
Acrimony was good, no, but that
she
one
she said, if you don't get this little generator motherfucker up, we gonna have a problem, nigga. You better build a robot quick. I'll take that nigga to Legoland. Figure it out. Wrap it up. We 3 years in, this nigga still building shit. Like, where is your prototype, my nigga? I'm about to go to the meetings with you. Being oh that motherfucker God. Dancing, holding it like, what are we doing?
She said, God. And then you think you about to go, think you and about be to go with to your ex? And then she going to reap the benefits.
The same bitch that I ran my Jeep into in the trailer?
And now that's some, no kids?
But that's busting some real shit, though.
My whole forehead open. Can't have no kids, and you think you about to go back to this?
No, woman, ma'am.
She about
no.
to reap the benefits?
Listen, no, ma'am.
Now
we all going.
Acrimony was real.
That's some real shit, though.
It
like,
was real.
I'm not going to be out here in the trenches with your ass, and you think you going to leave me for somebody else? You finna go see.
Girl, he went to go see exactly who he needs to see. The maker.
The maker. Goddamn it. She made me spill my goddamn
the maker.
Mouth.
She done spilled
the wine. She done spilled the wine.
You didn't have to say it. Bitch, ain't nobody see it.
It's okay.
I didn't say it. They said
it. They said
there.
It.
We getting help coming right now.
Hi, Mike. Thank
yeah,
you.
We got to make sure we
need to make sure Mike is good. Do you need something extra?
Mike, what do you need, love?
Okay. You want some cornets?
No, he want to make sure we don't tear this.
Oh, we good. Because I ain't got no money to pay for nothing, so I'm definitely not tearing up anything.
Thank you. Definitely sure it's her fault. She made me laugh.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm serious.
She was dead ass.
All right, so real quick before we get out of here, before we wrap things up.
I love y'all.
We did so well.
Can this we be was best friends
yeah.
With
you? No, this was actually this was actually everything that I expected, everything that I wanted it to be. I wouldn't have chosen any other women, you know, to come and sit here with me. Like, I love y'all. Y'all
I
know,
love you too.
Y'all know the vibes.
I love happy you, birthday.
Hey. Happy birthday. Everybody's singing their own like version of happy birthday. I'm singing like Chris Brown. Happy birthday.
It's your birthday. Birthday.
You know, Instagram only got like 4 good birthday songs that you can like utilize.
Go ahead, it's your birthday. Bring out it's your birthday. Eat an ear with your birthday. Eat a hot dog it's your birthday. Eat a pizza for your birthday. Drink a soda it's your birthday. Like, just put mute and put a little emoji thing.
Just put the,
and go
somebody
on.
In here, it's your birthday.
We literally got like 4 songs. Oh no, what was the lady, the one that sings? What, y'all know which one? It's your birthday. It's your birthday,
girl. You know it's your birthday.
Girl,
you know
it's your birthday.
Shut up.
And then it's a Drake one. Now Drake has that.
Oh, he's canceled.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he's not like us.
No,
but he's not like us.
He's not like us.
He's on a A minor.
I'm dead.
All right, so before we get out of here, because, yes. You know, it's still hot out here. It's still, you know, summertime or whatever. But, like, after my birthday passed, I'm kind of ready for the other seasons. I'm not even going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So, why is winter cuffing season?
Because it's cold and
what do you have to
a lot
say,
of people
friend?
Lonely when you don't want to be outside in the cold. So it's kind of like, let me find somebody that I'm cool with, that I'm compatible with, that I can tolerate, because a lot of people can't tolerate each other anymore.
That's true.
You know, so it takes a lot. That's why I always say, before you even can be with somebody in a relationship, they should be your friend. because yeah. you're not going to like them every day. Mm. And I'm moody and I'm not going to like you every day. I'm going to tell you that up front. I'm not. You know, some days I don't even like myself every day. So I'm not going to like you every
like,
day.
I get on my own nerves.
So but I think we, because it's warm, it's comforting. You eat comfort food, you're fucking,
you get
you're
fat.
Eating, you're getting fat, you're traveling, maybe decide to try to make it to Thanksgiving. You get to Thanksgiving, you're eating comfort food, fucking again. And then you get to Christmas and it's like, well, maybe we can dress up. But we're not going to post it, though, because we're not there yet.
And that's why you get all them Leo and Virgo babies.
Yeah.
That's exactly where that comes from.
Because you just need comfort. You want consistent. It's cold outside. I'm not about to be going out like that and I'm blowing smoke out of my mouth. So let's just chill. And then the chill leads to a situationship that leads you until the next summer. Mm-hmm. And then it gets hot again, and it's like, it's August. I'm not arguing with you.
I'm going to say something, and I got to say something. I don't believe in being friends before being lovers.
So you just jump into being a lover?
Absolutely.
Why? And then no friendship?
100%.
Why? Really?
Ooh, yes.
That's spicy. Let's get into it. I want to hear this. Though.
No, I need because to hear this. I need to be, I don't want to look at my friend and be like, oh, I want to fuck my friend. No, I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
I want to look at you and be like, oh my God, you are so hot.
I think creating a friendship,
hold on. Because I've been married 9 years.
So you married right now?
I'm dead. I am married right now.
What do you think?
And I will tell you that we were middle school friends. That didn't count. But when I saw him as an adult, I was like, no, I want to fuck that man.
Mm. And that's where you was at.
And we did it. And I was like, okay.
And the rest will follow.
That's amazing. And then we became.
Oh.
Sorry, Mike. Love you.
Oh. Sorry, Mike. Love you.
Okay.
Especially when you talk with your hands.
She was over there getting excited.
And I fucked him.
I loved it. And I loved it.
Okay. Shut up. No, but dead ass. Like, I think that it's very important to.
You're good.
To understand that. We can be physical and we can be physical before it's cute. It's like,
no,
oh,
it can. I never said that. Yeah. I just said what I prefer. Did. Like, over time. Like, of course, there's some people you meet and you look at them straight off the top and you be like, I'm going to fuck him.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck
like,
my
women
friends.
Know. But after that, it's kind of like, I kind of want to build a friendship,
I
want to
build
too.
A friendship.
Because like, on the days that we don't see eye to eye as a being in a relationship,
we can be friends. We can play Uno later, nigga. Let's do this today.
Well, no, that's what I said. Like,
let's go.
But that's what I said. It's people you meet. It's a guy you meet. And you looking at him like, damn, he fly. I'm about to take him down. I'm going to fuck him. Then you go down the line. And then eventually y'all become friends. And then, of course, you end up being one of the niggas. You get what I'm saying? Because that's just how cool we are.
Yeah.
That's a gift and that's a gift and a curse. Right. And then it's kind of like, I like him more than a friend, but there's still a friendship and a foundation that's created. Like, he may come and talk to you about things that he may not talk to other females about. There are things that he may talk to you about business, family, whatever, like each his own. But for me, I need friendship.
That's important.
Because some days I don't want to be in a relationship. And when I come and talk to you 100%. As a friend, I need you to understand where I'm coming from. Not saying that I'm about to break up with you today or I don't want
to
do it today.
I need
but
you to
I need
remove
you to hear
that,
me
like,
as
other
a
side.
Friend.
Yeah. I need you to hear me as a friend and not as like
your spouse.
Right.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I get that.
And he is my best friend.
See?
He is my best friend.
See, you probably was creating it and didn't even know you was doing it.
No, I don't. I'm not giving you that. And that's okay.
I want to hear your input on it, Jessica. You said you had one of those before. So what was your experience with that? No, for real.
Like, no, but I did. I did. Like, my ex-husband was my best friend. He was one of my best friends as a male.
Uh-huh.
But you said, like, best friends leave.
Yeah.
Like, I'm divorced now. So.
Yeah. You divorced, but he still be stalking.
Girl, come on.
That nigga
now.
Can't even stand in the club without that? My
nigga. You messy.
And I synced it.
You so messy.
Couldn't even get a drink without breathing down her neck.
Damn. Come on.
But, I mean, we can move on to something
else.
Let's
go ahead.
But yes. But I've seen it several times. So.
It definitely, like, being. I feel like once when you're friends with your spouse, especially when you're best friends with your spouse and you invest so much time and energy and everything mm-hmm. into that friendship mm-hmm. and also the relationship because you're married. Mm-hmm. When you're not together anymore, it's a lot harder mm-hmm. to get past that mm-hmm. because that was your best friend. Yeah. So it is a lot harder. So like even for you and I that mm-hmm. do want those type mm-hmm. of relationships because I still want mm-hmm. it. It's still hard it when is. It's not there anymore it because is. That person
that was your safe space.
Yes.
Outside of your friends, your
correct.
Female
outside
friends.
Of my female friends, like you can that be like my partner.
You can get off the phone,
right?
And even though you're not indulging all your friends' information, correct. Or even not about
no,
that,
no, absolutely.
But you
not.
Can go to him and but be like, "Baby, am I tripping about right. such and such mm-hmm. and such?" Because yeah. she did dot dot dot.
Absolutely.
And your friend might need to even know what you talk yeah. about. You going to him to like confide in and to get advice, like, "Babe,
yeah."
This and this is happening. Am I tripping?
Any and everything.
Because woo-woo, and he may come to you and be like, babe, you ain't tripping because mm-hmm. I seen you done showed up. And da-da-da-da.
To be honest, dudes sometimes be peeping stuff.
Before and you before even
we
peep
we
it.
We even peep it. So
yes, ma'am.
He would peep stuff and mm-hmm. that I wouldn't, but like, you know.
Or acknowledge things that we already knew, which is mm-hmm. a reassurance.
Yeah. Correct.
And they be lying. What are we supposed to do? They be lying.
I think, you know.
But men lie, period, though.
That's
even if
what
they're
I'm
not
saying.
Your best friend.
They be lying. So yeah. you gotta just be like, oh, okay, I but love they, this nigga. But when, this is my best friend, they, but he a liar.
But when they and when they do
how can
say,
he be your best friend and then you can accept the fact that he a liar, but he
well, see, it happens.
My best friend
no,
is not
my female best friend is a fucking liar.
Oh, see.
It just happens.
She ain't talking about me, y'all.
No, I'm not. She knows I am not. But people some people, their personality is not telling the truth.
I get it.
And yeah. you just have to pick
accept
out the
them
truth.
For who they are.
You have to accept who they are.
Oh, yeah.
Or you love know. Them. I love her down. I love her down.
Oh, your
bad.
Best friend.
Yeah. I love her down.
Was she a liar?
To me.
Mm. But you still want to love her down, though?
I do. And I do. I
you
love
accept, you meet her where she
you meet her where she okay.
I love her.
That's
down
that's real.
Bad.
Yeah.
That's genuine. Real. That's loyal.
But I it is. Do not trust everything she says to
okay.
me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
I think, you know, I think we all kind of like go into.
I've been there before.
So edit that out.
We all kind of go into relationships
real.
With the.
But
the,
I cut it off because it's exhausting. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry,
so I think that we all kind of go into relationships with the expectation of like being best friends.
Absolutely.
I feel like with my husband,
because you've
he
been
and
married
I,
for a long.
Well, we've been together for a long time, but we've been okay. married for 3 years.
But
we've
really?
Been together. Yeah, we've been together since 2013.
But even when we used to work together married. And we used to talk, and I used to just be commending you on certain shit.
Yeah,
which
like
is neither
we,
here nor there. But it's just like you are
that.
A soldier.
Yeah,
how long
I mean,
you guys
like
been
we,
together?
We've been
together.
We've been together for
a long
we're going
time.
On 11 years.
Yes.
11.
Okay, that's a
but,
long time.
But okay. I say that to say this is that when I went into the relationship, I remember like I would say things like, you know, you're my best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and he would be like, we're not best friends.
Right.
Like. He would be very he's because my husband
I
is
like
very
that.
He's
matter
very logical.
I love that.
He's very logical and
that.
He's very direct.
Not a sugarcoater.
Shout
and,
out to
Dante.
Shout out to Spence. Yes. So it's like, you know, he and when he said that to me at first, I was offended. I was like,
yeah.
What? How could I not be your best friend? Mm-hmm. But in his eyes, like he, although we're together, we're lovers, we you know, we share things together, we have a whole family, everything, there's certain things that he still doesn't feel comfortable with sharing specifically with me.
I agree.
Because he feels like I'm gonna be defensive if he says it to me. And a lot of the times he's probably right.
He's right. Isn't it interesting that how as the wives we would look at them as the best friends, but
yes.
like they didn't reciprocate that same like
that
thing
same
but
thing.
It makes sense
it does make
what
sense.
You're saying makes
yes.
complete sense
and
because that's how I would be too
exactly and it's the truth because
mm-hmm.
it's
it
like,
is
like when he broke it down for me and was like you know how I can't even you know if I say certain things if I tell you how I feel you're gonna take it personally
yep.
and feel like it's a as a result of something that you
You've
did
mm-hmm.
and I'm just telling
it
you how I feel
to do with you.
So you're bringing yourself into it like how can we be best friends if you can't even see me where I'm at
right
absolutely. You can't see where what I'm going through
mm-hmm.
so you know we do go into
hold on
relationships
we're not letting men make sense this episode
no I'm just saying
But
nope.
But it's the truth. It's the truth. Like,
I get that.
It, you know, I have had to, you know, like really have some come to Jesus moments with myself. It's you real. Know, because, and I'm thankful for him because he does. He is very blunt and he is very direct and will say, you know, he's not like. Like the other men that'll be like, oh yeah, you are my best friend. He was like, we're
and
not
just
best
saying
friends.
It just to say,
I like
it.
That.
Yeah,
I love
you know?
That though.
Like, we're not best friends
because it's real. When you think about it, though, it makes sense.
Yes,
we. I know how I was as a wife, and I know how I always viewed him as my husband. I'm like, that's my bestie, but no, because the minute that he would come to me and
say
try
how
to tell
he was
me
feeling.
Something, I'm like.
There,
so
there,
what did
there
I
there goes
do?
That control.
So,
exactly.
So you're saying that I'm not good, like, you know, you get offensive. So I agree.
But it
that.
All depends on the way they deliver it too.
Yeah.
Like if they feel like if we feel like they're attacking us, then yeah, we should
then
down
be
and automatically
defensive.
Be like, why are you talking to me like that? Why are you like talk to me gentle? Like nigga,
but
I'm
we
your
don't
friend.
Tiptoe around how we talk to them.
We do not.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Sometimes I do.
I don't.
And
but some men just don't know how to talk to women.
Sometimes. Awesome. Heavy on the sometimes. But
I will pick my battles, but
saying.
I know a lot of the times that
I could be more gentle.
I agree.
I know 100%. That I can be more gentle.
With myself too.
I've been told that, but I think that comes from more like operating from being by yourself a lot.
I agree.
You just don't give a fuck.
But some people just truly don't.
And that's not okay,
people, so.
But it's just kind of
it's not
like,
okay.
I said what I said and that's what it is.
It's not fair for us to expect roses and all this
and
like,
I be gentle to them
gentle and love me and I want I want all this
this
that.
Is what I'm hearing
I
right
want
now.
Both hands I want the squeezy and then we're sitting there like
she's talking about some hot
the hot tour
when I hear her talk that's all I hear is like
I'm so glad you hear that.
I do, and that's a good thing. Thank it's basically you. We have to be gentle with them, so we need that.
She said, "All I hear."
Like,
she said,
whatever.
"She hears a hot tool with me."
I mean, all right, y'all.
I agree
y'all
with
are
you,
fucking
crazy. Oh, but hey, we gonna wrap this up, y'all. This right
I
here.
I did my big one, nigga.
This was a great episode. I'm so glad that that y'all. We're here with me today and came and you know showed up as your authentic selves and everything that I expected y'all to be.
Yes.
Goofy.
They still going.
Where can they find y'all?
Well, I mean, that's why she married. I'm trying to get there. So listen. Clearly I need to do some more hawking.
Plug y'all
anyway, where can they find y'all at? Just what's your IGs and all that stuff?
So my Instagram is miss_fancy_Yancy. And it's the same thing on TikTok as well and on Threads.
Hello. Okay.
I use Threads. I don't use Twitter. So let's holler at me on Threads, IG, or TikTok. Follow me, please, and thank you. Again, that is miss_fancy_Yancy. Enjoy.
Hello.
It's just the class of the voice.
The voice gives hosting. It gives podcast voice.
All right, love
next
it.
Next week, don't be mad.
I'm not. I told you I'm here
you
for it.
Hear it.
My handle is at lovelylove85. Mm-hmm. I know some of you guys been stalking me on your spam pages, and that's okay. that's all right. Nothing's really popping on my page, but keep looking. So it's lovelylove85. That's my personal page. But if you want your edges to grow and if you want your scalp to be super nourished, you can hit me up at loveandlight.3125. And when you click the link, you can get all the products. I have smell good products as well as my hair stuff.
Oh,
it's good for dreads, natural hair, and man, I have you covered for your beards, you know, because I want to make sure everybody's covered. And outside of that, yeah, that's where you can find me.
Don't you do candles too, or you don't?
Girl, I had to stop. I just didn't feel like doing it.
Okay,
you know, like I said, I'm very big on what my hands is touching, and the candles just at that moment was just doing too much. So I'm just focused on hair smelling good. I have like 5 essential oils, unisex, smells super bomb. But hit the link; it's all there. Okay. And yeah, that's where I'm at with it. And I'm had a good time tonight with you ladies.
Yes. Oh my God, I love
that's
this.
So much fun.
Me too.
So much fun.
I ain't selling shit.
I love Jazzy.
Where can they find you, Jazzy? Or are you still on a hiatus?
I am on Twitter. Just Jazzy on Twitter. And I mean, I'm on Instagram. I ain't posted shit in a couple years, so I look different. But no, I'm not selling anything.
I cannot but to look different. I look different. It's crazy.
Y'all I'm not
crazy.
Selling nothing, and I hope that we are able to make this yes. a thing.
Me too. Yes. I love this. So cool. I had so much fun.
I like, love y'all.
I enjoyed this.
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody the vibe was like on everything. Here is insane. It was.
Can we go to Hooters?
Are we going to go somewhere after this?
No, y'all just
I'm hungry.
We have to go home. How you going to ask me something and then talk? These bitches is
we going to talk
rude.
About that off the air. But
y'all
anyway,
rude as fuck.
Y'all can
no,
find
hold on.
Me.
Oh, wait,
Shayna.
Listen.
Your plug.
Excuse
I said,
me. Excuse
I
me.
Said,
excuse me.
I said.
Y'all can find me at both underscore. Y'all can find me both at Twitter and Instagram at Shayna underscore Candy. That's Shayna underscore Candi. And then y'all can find follow the podcast at Views from the underscore 7 on both TikTok as well as Instagram, and then Views from the 7 on Twitter. And Views from the 7 on Facebook. All right, y'all.
Stanley Cup for me.
Bye.